answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Given Senator Paul's obvious obsession with calling for my prosecution, his repeated slanderous comments about me, his publicly releasing my unredacted personal diary aimed at embarrassing and intimidating me, the sole reason he is calling me before this committee is to get me to say something that could vindicate his repeated public pledges that I end up, in his words, quote, behind bars, unquote. Therefore, although it pains me to do so,
I'm sure it does,
because of the respect I have for the legislative branch of government,
right,
and my decades-long record,
right,
of cooperating with Congress,
right,
under the advice of my attorneys,
mm-hmm,
I will invoke my right under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution to refrain from answering your questions.
Bing.
Thank you.
Bing. That's it. We knew that was coming. Invoking his Fifth Amendment right under the Constitution. Now, Dr. Fake has the right to use that. I'm not going to deny that he does. He used it more than 70 times today, refusing to answer questions being posed to him in the Senate committee investigating the origins of COVID and what he had to say about it and what he lied about in previous congressional testimony. I want to point something out to you. Here is Dr. Fauci relying upon the U.S. Constitution for his protection, which he's allowed to do so. But he also abused the U.S. Constitution to trample your rights during the COVID lockdown and everything else. To hell with the Constitution at that point. I'm Dr. Science. I can decide what happens and what doesn't. 180-degree turn, correct? I've told you before, the liberals always pull out the C word, Constitution, when they can make it fit their cause and their narrative. And that's what he did today. And today also, there were a lot of kind of funny things. At the same time, this is very serious business. Oh, and Dr. Fauci's lawyer, who thought he could sit at the table with him, got kicked out of the hearing by Senator Paul. Now, he still had his attorneys in the room, but they were not allowed to sit up front at the table because he was not a witness, and he had been told, you cannot do that. He would not move to the back row with the other attorneys. I'm Dr. Fauci's attorney. Don't you know who I am? Oh, we know damn well who you are, and we know who he is. So, I'll tell you right now, we got nothing new from Fauci other than covering his ass. That was it. And we expected that. And again, I will remind you, you're entitled to take the Fifth Amendment. And the fact that you use the Fifth Amendment cannot be used against you in the sense because the Constitution gives you that right. And you cannot... You know, you can imply guilt, but you can't really apply guilt. Imply, but unapply. We got a lot to cover, my friends. We're just getting started. You do not want to go anywhere. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, on this July 29, 2026. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. And you're going to get education each hour. And in fact, when you leave each hour, you walk away with more information than you have as we begin the hour. And in fact, in the next hour, in 2011, Supreme Court Justice Scalia addressed Congress on the value of the Bill of Rights, basically saying it was just a piece of parchment. What did he mean by that? That will be a very intriguing statement monologue from Justice Scalia in 2011. I urge you to stick around for that. Yeah, for some it might be too much in the weeds, but this is important. involving the Bill of Rights and his view of it. Later in this hour, how the legacy media, oh, they just adored, they loved Fauci, and there's evidence and evidence and evidence. If you're looking for evidence of where they condemned him, even now, I hear crickets. I hear crickets. Do you? That's about it. That'll be coming up in this hour. And before we wrap up this hour, the story behind the story. This date, 1967. Deadly fire on the USS Forrestal, an aircraft carrier. Then Navy pilot John McCain, who later became a senator, was almost killed, and 130-plus sailors were killed. We'll have that story coming up before we wrap up the hour. Now, back to the questioning today to set the stage again. You heard the opening statement by Dr. Fauci and talking already about the contempt of Rand Paul and wanting to personally embarrass you. I would tell him it's not personal, but it really is. It is personal, and it's about him. And he said, you released my diary and my journals without my permission. Well, I'm so sorry. If you hadn't written the material you wrote in those diaries, you wouldn't have anything to worry about. But Dr. Fauci was more concerned about his fame and the recognition he was getting and the praise he was given at a constant basis than you and your family and your health. Make no mistake about it. So let's begin with Senator Rand Paul overseeing the hearing regarding Dr. Fake.
Dr. Fauci, your testimony today is compelled by a lawful subpoena. As you know, it's a crime under 18 U.S.C. section 1001 to knowingly make a material false statement to Congress with a penalty up to 5 years of imprisonment. Understanding that you are under oath, the American people would like to understand your reasoning, your rationale for why you chose to fund the research in Wuhan. What was the reasoning? And are you sorry, basically, for making the decision? Would you, given another chance, say, well, gosh, circumstances, now as I know it, maybe it wasn't a wise thing. Can you explain to the committee why you chose to fund this dangerous research in China?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Yep, he's holding the Constitution close to his chest. That is the first of 70 times that he today took the Fifth Amendment. Now, again, you can imply that he's covering up, but you can't really apply that to him because he's entitled to take the Fifth Amendment. I'll tell you how funny it got to an extent, once again, to Dr. Fauci being questioned by Senator Rand Paul.
In the red folder on your table is a copy of Section 192 of Title II of the U.S. Code. Your counsel has been provided a copy as well. That section makes it a crime for a witness appearing under subpoena to refuse to answer any questions pertinent to the question under inquiry. Do you have that in front of you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Let the record record that the witness has refused to answer whether there's a folder in front of him based on his Fifth Amendment right.
And again, he has a right to deny and say, I'm not going to answer anything. Here's the dilemma. He has been given a pardon by Biden, but that pardon has expired. Anything he does in front of the committee today or any future time, there's no pardon. And of course, once you start to answer one question in front of a congressional committee, then you're pretty much obliged to answer all of them. Now, you could make the claim that I can answer some, but if they do not apply to anything where I've been granted this pardon, immunity, so forth. In other words, you have some limits on self-incrimination. I'm not an attorney, but others have told me, basically, must you answer every question? The rule is you must answer every question asked, otherwise you could be held in contempt. But again, you can answer like in a criminal case, which this might well end up being. You cannot pick and choose selectively within the same topic. Once you decide to make an answer in one area, as long as you're still in that area, you must answer it. Senator Hawley tried an approach against Dr. Fauci.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, nothing says honesty like taking the fifth, huh, Doc? Let's try something. What day of the week is it today?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
What color tie are you wearing?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
What color is the carpet in front of you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Let's just get one thing straight. You don't have any rights under the Fifth Amendment because you've been pardoned, as you very well know. As the Supreme Court has been clear for a century and more, Brown versus Walker, 1896, when he has been pardoned, he may not stand upon his privilege. You know that. Your lawyers sitting behind you now shifting nervously in their chairs. They know it. This isn't about the Constitution. This isn't about the law. This is about contempt. Contempt for this body and contempt for the American people.
The words of Missouri Senator Hawley. Now, there will be legal debate over, is he right in what he made a statement on? As far as contempt, I have no doubt Fauci has contempt for the entire Senate hearing. But keep in mind, he had a pardon from Joe Biden for everything up to January, the last day Biden was in office. Hawley suggesting you cannot stand on that past pardon, which is probably done by the auto pen, by the way. Now, that could be a legal challenge down the road, no doubt about it. But reference his attorney. He had attorneys sitting behind him, as you heard Senator Hawley refer to. But then one of them insisted on sitting at the table with Dr. Fake, and Senator Rand Paul called him out.
We'll hold off, but you will respect these proceedings. You were told not to sit at the table. You insist on sitting at the table, and we told you you would not be recognized. You are not invited here for testimony, sir. You are being disruptive. Would you behave this way in a courtroom? No, because the judge would put you in jail. I can't do that today, but I can have you escorted from the premises. So I would say, sir, sit quietly and don't say another word. I said, sit quietly. You are not recognized. Another word and you're gone.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to hear what the attorney has to say.
He is not recognized by the committee or the chair. If he speaks again, he will be removed from the room. This testimony is from Anthony Fauci. This is not a game with his lawyers. He can advise. His lawyers can give him advice. He's got a half dozen here. They're all allowed to talk to him.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
But the attorneys are not recognized. In fact, the attorney was told not to sit at the table, and he's not obeying that recommendation. There's a row behind you, sir. That's where you were told to sit, and you're not.
Oh, Senator Rand Paul was not going to allow him to continue to sit there. All right. All right. He continued to sit there. Time to send him out of the room, Senator.
This is the way Anthony Fauci wants to be remembered, for a lawyer not listening to the rules. That's the way you want to be remembered, and that's what you're going to do. You are not recognized, sir. Security, please remove him from the room.
I love it. I love it. I love the applause. I don't know who all was applauding. Fauci was, and I can guarantee you that he wasn't. Put him in the corner. No, send him out of the room. And then Missouri Senator Hawley came back on an issue, which we raised yesterday, where Fauci was trying to get a $1 million reward for something. We discussed this yesterday. What, again, does Fauci have to say about that, Senator Hawley?
But I think I know why you're doing it. It's because you don't want to answer questions. It's because you did all kinds of terrible things. It's because during the pandemic, you got rich, didn't you? You got rich while people were dying, hundreds of thousands of Americans, over a million in the end, and you were getting rich. And not only were you doing that, you were using federal employees, with taxpayer money to apply for and solicit cash prizes for you personally. Cash prizes totaling over $1 million. You did all of that during the pandemic, didn't you?
And he did.
That's a question.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Yeah, and he's allowed to deny that as well. But we told you yesterday, he got that in Feb 2021 from an Israeli-based Dan David Foundation headquartered at Tel Aviv, honored for, quote, courageously defending science. He had sent letters out to some of his colleagues asking them, will you nominate me for this? Here's what you can say. He basically gave them a template. Sign your name to this and send it in. And he got the $1 million. Now, NHI officials blocked him from accepting cash awards from other university groups that led to agency funding, but they did clear that $1 million Dan David Prize, classifying it as, quote, a bona fide public service award. But he's out there begging, will you write my nomination in so I can get the $1 million? And some of them did. Now, Fauci took the Fifth, as I say, 70 times today. Senator Rand Paul had a parting shot at him.
The chairman has denied your assertion of privilege and directed you to answer, but you nonetheless refuse and stand on privilege despite the existence of the pardon. The committee will have to consider after this hearing what appropriate action should be taken against you for the failure to testify after being directed to do so. It's against the law to obstruct an investigation of Congress. There will be repercussions to your refusal to testify today.
And in fact, they did what I wanted them to do, play some of his previous testimony in front of him and say, do you remember this? Do you still stand by it? And he'd have to take the Fifth again, which he did. But put his own words back up for everyone to see. He has privately admitted, according to sources, the Wuhan market was not the origin of the virus. And he knew that months before they declared the lockdowns that crippled our society, our nation, and harm you and your family, and maybe cost some of you your jobs. We're not done with it. Coming up, numerous times that the legacy media adored, protected Fauci, while condemning you, of course. Plus, the story behind the story today. A deadly fire on a U.S. aircraft carrier, USS Forrestal, totally out of control. 100-plus men killed. The story behind the story. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gazoons height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gazoons height is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio entry door has seen better days? Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. It's snooping on the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The single most respected voice in the pandemic. It's Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The man who's become known as America's doctor.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci.
You are seen to many as a superhero.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, American hero and New York Yankee fan.
You've done so much for this country in terms of this crisis, so I really appreciate your insight.
Who better to give us answers that we can trust than Dr. Anthony Fauci?
Right. Perfect person to answer our questions today. Joining us now, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, appreciate your candor.
Dr. Fauci, appreciate the candor.
We appreciate your service to this country.
We appreciate your service.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Greatly appreciate your service to America.
Thank you for your 37 years of service, I believe, to seven presidents, and thank you for your work over the past year.
The great news is you're sticking around in the Biden administration. We are so grateful to you, Dr. Fauci, for everything you do.
Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you very much for everything that you do.
Thanks so much for the work that you do.
Thank you very much for the reassurance, and as always, for all of your public service.
Getting sick.
Thank you for all your guidance this past year, and it's greatly appreciated.
Dr. Fauci, on behalf of all of our viewers here in the U.S. and around the world, thanks very much for doing what you're doing. Thanks very much for joining us. Please thank your entire team as well. We are all grateful.
Get your rest, because we need you.
You are one of the busiest scientists in the country right now. It is an honor to have some of your time to help us understand what is going on. I know a lot of people have a lot of questions, so we appreciate your time, sir.
We need people to continue to have faith in science.
Thank
you for your time, sir.
Thank you for being straight with us. Thank you for being able to come on. You will always have this show as a platform.
Sir, whenever you can be here, we'll have you. It's always an honor to have time with you. Thanks for being here.
It's good enough for you, sir. It's good enough for me and my family. So thank you, Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, thank you for keeping it straight. Thank you for fighting the good fight.
I am sincerely appreciative that you are not walking away from this post. You make us smarter and safer and better every day. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Fauci.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Israel, are you sick yet of listening to all of that? What a bunch of slop, also known as CRAP. That was the legacy media fawning all over Dr. Fauci, adoring. Oh, we reward you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for everything you've done for this country. They should have said, thank you for everything you've done to our country, Dr. Fauci. That was a collage of various voices. I'm sure you recognize some of them. You probably don't follow the leftist media as closely as I do. I understand. I do the dirty work for you. But they were all in there praising him at every step and turn. One of them even saying, you're on our program anytime you want. You can use our platform. And Dr. Fauci in his diary, meanwhile, was writing, I'm the most respected, the number one name in the world. And all the Hollywood celebrities are also calling me. And he also had, after he told you, cancel any Thanksgiving dinner plans you might have with family. You cannot gather even in small clusters at your house. The week after that, Dr. Fauci wrote in his diary, just had dinner last night at my house with Jake Tapper and his wife. He just had dinner with them. Which, by the way, did Jake Tapper ever report that? As a news broadcaster being truly ethical, he should have said, I had dinner with Dr. Fauci last night at his house. Oh, no, Larry, that's just a personal little meeting. The hell it is, not when the same guy told you no one should be gathering, even in small gatherings, in their home. Jake Tapper should be strung up on that very point. They're not going to do it because they don't know the meaning of ethical journalism. He did not report on it because he knew how it would blow up in his face. And he thought it would never be brought forward at all. But then when Senator Rand Paul got hold of the Fauci diaries and journals, that was one of the pieces of information inside. And Fauci, as you heard earlier today when they began the testimony, criticized Rand Paul, and how dare you, you're trying to embarrass me. You, sir, you, Dr. Fake, embarrassed our nation, but more than that, you harmed our nation and the American people. Larry O'Connor, O'Connor, not related to Larry Connors, but Larry O'Connor is with Salem Media, Town Hall. Listen to his perspective on Dr. Fake.
January 26, 2020, Fauci writes in his diary, now we know the market was not the source, it was the amplifier. That's January of 2020. I believe that's before anyone even had a case of COVID here that was documented. COVID-19 came to America through two different routes. There was a person who visited China who then came back to America through the greater Washington area. I think it was Kirkland, Washington, in a nursing home where they found some cases there. And then through New York City via Italy. You see, China had cases of COVID-19. They knew exactly what it was. They knew exactly how deadly it was. And instead of shutting their country down and quarantining and keeping people from leaving, they went ahead and allowed people, workers that went and worked in some sort of leather works factory in Italy, go ahead and travel from the Wuhan area to Italy. It got to Italy. Go ahead and read it and research it. The very first major New York Times article that we ever had about this crazy virus was all focused in Italy and about how they didn't have any respirators and how people were dying in the hallways of the hospital. It terrified people here in America. It's what started the entire machine rolling that led us to the lockdown. In January of 2020, the wet market was already off the table as far as any scientific consensus was concerned. They knew that the origin was the Wuhan lab. But if you said that for the next 2 years on social media, well, you were censored, you were silenced, you were kicked off the platform. In some cases, you lost your jobs. Anthony Fauci knew.
He did know. He knew. And he continued to use his power as I am Dr. Science to control our nation, to control you and your family. And it is correct. If you stepped out of line, if you did something wrong, they were going to condemn you. And the legacy media was like a bunch of hound dogs chasing after a fox. They're going to run you to the ground, one way or the other. But, of course, if you were Governor Newsom, you can hold a private dinner in Napa Valley at the French Laundry, a very nice, high, expensive restaurant. I've been there, by the way, and I paid my own bill. It was a lot. Very nice experience. Good for one time. But he held a private meeting in Napa Valley when everybody else was locked down. And in St. Louis County, Sam Page, the county executive, locked down every restaurant. And then he traveled across the river into St. Charles County to another restaurant. And the restaurant owner told him, you're not welcome here. You got our colleagues and other friends shut down on the other side of the river. They were trying to make sure you were under control. One of those who also was praising Dr. Fauci for many times was a guy that at one time served as the 23rd commissioner of the FDA, Dr. Scott Gottlieb. He is also part of the Fauci diaries. CNBC Joe Kernan put Dr. Gottlieb on the spot.
How about your buddy, your buddy Fauci, that I've asked you about in the past? You've defended him quite a bit. It's tough to take.
Yeah, he didn't expect it. I don't know how he was speaking to his own diary.
Does having a reputation totally in the toilet at 85 years, does that hold him to account for what he was responsible for?
The Tony Fauci I saw in those emails is not the Tony Fauci I knew over the years. I mean, he was a guy who is sober, who is careful about his public appearances and his statements, was always very thoughtful.
Did you figure out the obsession with mainstream media in defending him and, you know, Jake Tapper having, you know, multiple dinners and best friends? And what did that come from? And I know people around here that would call Tony Fauci a hero.
Yeah, I can't dissect.
You don't know why.
How people perceived. I think different people had different emotions around
mask, shutdown, the whole
thing. It was a difficult time, Joe, as you know very well, and I think people were looking for a voice that they can cling to. Maybe they.
I am science. That's why people don't like me. I mean, that was. You're very guarded and nice.
I was disappointed by the emails, I have to admit.
Well, we'll see what happens on Wednesday. Rand Paul's been right all along.
Now, that was raised yesterday before today's testimony. If you think Dr. Gottlieb was depressed and distressed over the emails in that interview with Joe Kernan, I'm sure today should be more so. And by the way, Ohio U.S. Senator Bernie Moreno dropped the F-bomb on Fauci inside the hearings today. He basically was raising the question and stated it in this fashion. Who the F do you think you are or were? That was Senator Moreno questioning Dr. Fake on all the pandemic restrictions and lockdowns. Who the F do you think you were? Well, for a nation that we hear from the left doesn't want any kings, he thought he was a king. Everybody has to follow what I lay down. You got to stay 6 to 8 feet away from each other. And there was no scientific background for that. None. Made up out of thin air. We're going to have more on the Dr. Fauci testimony or lack of today coming up in our next hour. But before we move to the next hour, the story behind the story, a deadly fire on U.S. aircraft carrier.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio, entry door has seen better days. Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
There's no place to hide down here. No place to hide down here. To the rock, got on my knees. I heard the angels weep for me. No place to hide down here.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Let's go back now to July 29th, 1967. The time is 13:51 and counting. There, on deck. Somehow a Zuni rocket had been triggered, roaring across the flight deck and hitting an A-4 Skyhawk. A sheet of flame from the A-4's ruptured fuel tank has enveloped the Skyhawk and her immediate neighbors. Behind that curtain of smoke, two 1,000-pound bombs have already dropped from her wings onto the burning deck. Here, almost at mid-screen, we see a crash crew chief moving toward the flames with a Purple K fire extinguisher. His only thought, the trapped pilots in those planes.
Fire! 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 Fire on a flight deck! Fire on a flight deck! All hands, man your battle stations! All hands, man your battle stations!
In order to control the fire, the captain orders the Forrestal to slow speed. Back on the flight deck, with precious seconds ticking away, things have started to go wrong. Fire has completely blanketed the stern fire main loop, making its plugs inaccessible, and the next to the last loop aft has developed pump trouble. The only alternative is to haul hoses aft from the forward stations. And this takes time, precious time. 13:52 and 43 seconds. The two main fire parties are now on deck working close to the flames, but so far only one hose is actually operating.
That was the beginning of a disaster on board the USS Forrestal aircraft carrier. This date, 1967. Before that was over, 134 sailors would be dead, 160 plus injured, and the aircraft damage exceeding $72 million based on dollars at that point. And one of those sitting on the flight deck was future U.S. Senator John McCain and future four-star admiral of the U.S. Pacific Fleet. They were among the survivors. Kane wrote in his book, Faith of My Fathers, on that Saturday morning in July, as I sat in the cockpit of my A-4 preparing to take off, a rocket in the fuel tank hit my plane. Later accounts rely on that same statement. But closer investigation identified the Skyhawk struck by that rocket was piloted by Lieutenant Commander White. But again, It exploded and sent debris into the plane piloted by then John McCain. And that was just the beginning of the explosions.
The first explosion carries a message. The Forrestal is in deep trouble. It won't end here. The chain has started. And yet those who have survived it turn around and head back. There are buddies back there. The chief with the purple K is dead. Sea is the ultimate nightmare for any sailor. You can't run away from it. There's nowhere to go. It's a fight for survival. Your instincts have to be right. Your courage pinned on like a badge. Following the third explosion, the first two fire parties had been virtually wiped out. The fire was now completely out of control. A great ship was on the verge of dying. To save her, other men were going to have to go back on deck, most of them without sufficient training in firefighting techniques.
And that did not help the situation at all, as Zebra was sounded throughout the ship. The mast called to quarters. Well, a lot of the officers, I should say the sailors, did not know what quarters they were supposed to go to. And many were not trained to be in firefighting. They were trained in other issues, but they grabbed what they could to try to put it out. That was going to cause issues later on. I'll come back to that in a moment. McCain had said that he did see another pilot on fire and turned to help him. And suddenly a bomb detonated another one. There were some World War II bombs that had been brought and placed on the carrier, which the carrier commander really did not want, but he was ordered to take them aboard. And they were considered possibly more volatile, especially when you got into this situation. All of this happening again, this date, 1967. The Forrestal was facing certain disaster. And as they were trying to get control of it, a lot of the ones they were trying to rely on had already been killed. And those who were rushing forward to help, they were being killed. Or in some cases, blown off the carrier. And in some cases, facing fire or dumping up or jumping about 200 feet into the Pacific. And not everyone who jumped survived the fall. In the meantime, the fuel on the flames continued.
Down below, fuel was pouring through holes in the flight deck caused by the continuous 1,000-pound bomb explosions. The fire had chased after the fuel, spreading quickly to the 03, 02, and 01 gallery decks and into the after end of Hangar Bay 3. Topside, the only hope was that the explosions would somehow subside. Until they did, no firefighting team could possibly survive on deck. In all, during the fire's first 5 minutes, 9 major explosions would take place on the plane. As the first of the injured were brought to safety in a sponsored area, another relief party was already forming up. They knew what they needed most on deck, the foam hoses. For some unknown reason, one or more of the fog foam stations hadn't been initially charged. Some of the firefighters either didn't know that it was necessary to perform certain manual functions on the flight deck and hangar decks to get the foam systems operating, or they were injured or killed before they got them.
In other words, those trained in fighting these fires were not even able to get to the scene with any equipment. Or they did, they died on the spot. Now, a lot of that, of course, came out later in the investigation. All of the sound you've been listening to is part of a U.S. Navy documentary about the fire on the Forrestal. There were many heroes that day, but there were many mistakes. So yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Along the port side, where most of the armed air traffic were parked, things were still out of control. Trapped in close quarters, between a constantly exploding inferno and the edge of the deck, several men had no choice. They went overboard. Some were actually blown over the side. Luckily for the ones who survived the experience, rescue helicopters from the carrier Oriskany and two destroyers had arrived on the scene. As quickly as they could, they swept into the Forrestal's wake to make pickups. Here, on the lower left-hand corner of the flat camera picture, is further evidence of a successful team effort. Notice that a fog nozzle has been correctly brought into play over the heads of the firefighters to protect them as they work. Leadership and on-deck communications were early casualties of the Forrestal fire. Damage control and repair party personnel were often unidentified for long periods of time. As a result, when some of the more inexperienced people did lend a hand, they made several well-intentioned but nearly disastrous mistakes. At one point, close to the island, two water hose teams were working in tandem with a foam hose team. The end result? The water washed away the foam, and the fire continued blazing away.
You cannot use water on a fuel fire. That was the purpose of the foam. But again, these guys were doing what they thought they could at that point. Whether or not they were actually applying water in every case to fuel on fire or other portions, we don't know. We do know another ship came alongside, the USS Mackenzie, the destroyer, pulling men out of the water, and they used their fire hoses, spraying it on top of the carrier. And they no doubt were washing away foam as well. Foam was actually suffocating the flames. Water would wash away the foam. And later it was said that the commander of the ship had shown an act of magnificent seamanship in keeping his ship afloat, not burning and sinking. But those fires burned for hours. And many of the men who rushed forward, they did not have not only proper training, they didn't have the proper equipment, they didn't have the protective clothing they needed. But they were doing what they thought they needed to do to save others. Cannot even begin to imagine what it's like to be on a flight deck of an aircraft carrier or any boat that is on fire. It's the worst thing that can happen on a ship. You're in the middle of the water, you think that shouldn't be an issue. It is. And of course, your options are either fight the fire, go down with the ship, and or get off the ship and maybe still drown. With at least other Navy ships nearby and helicopters to rescue some of the wounded off the deck of the carrier where it was not involved in all these fires and explosions. There were a lot of conclusions about this, but one of the issues still came down to how weapons were being handled on the U.S. carrier. Here's the conclusion as stated in the U.S. documentary.
The fire on deck would end on the afternoon it began. The fires below would rage on through the night and into the evening of the following day. The obvious lessons to be learned from the Forrest Gump tragedy are these. Original, in-depth training in firefighting is vastly important, but so is constant retraining. Every man on board should have been familiar with the ship's firefighting gear and its use. Some men never reach their general quarters stations. Others, unsure of alternate exits or ways out, were trapped below and died. Many of the firefighters lack leadership. The chain of command had to be rebuilt on the spot after the first two firefighting teams were decimated. Only untrained men would spray water across a foam blanket that was doing its job. Only untrained men would hot handle unexploded ordnance or kick it across the deck with their feet. These are things that can't be learned on the spot or after a fire starts. The fact that the men of the Forrestal pulled it off is a tribute to their coolness and courage. But we'll never know how many men were lost because some things were done the wrong way.
No, we don't know that. The investigation did find that safety regulations might have prevented the original rocket from firing, which hit the tank on the Skyhawk or the F-4. And then started the explosion, a chain reaction. I should have said A4 instead of F4. They had had problems on what they call the pig on the bombs. It was a wiring process to make sure the missile was wired to the rocket pod. That was not supposed to be attached until it was actually in place. But they were shortcutting it because they thought, we can do it now and it's a lot easier. No one person was blamed for it. And again, you're talking about men caught in a situation that many were not prepared for. They did not have full and proper training. And the sad part of it is, again, 134 men died, 160 injured, many with severe burns. This date, 1967. The USS Forrestal fire. The story behind the story tomorrow. This month, 1993, the Monarch levee failed, flooding the Chesterfield Valley. I know that story firsthand, as many of you might as well. That's our story behind the story tomorrow. We still have one more hour to come. And reminding you, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge. A wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.